be back with our last segment. We're going to talk with Commissioner of Agriculture, Nikki Fried.
Thank you. Bunda. Jim. Thank you.
I love you, Bruce.
Thank you.
We love you.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned.
I love these guys.
Well, it's just him.
It's just him on this?
I think it is just him. Yeah, it's just Paul. And Julio.
I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
See.
Oh, yeah. All right, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi down in Key West. They've got them all. What do they all have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. The new Warren Henry Advantage includes complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, their 72-hour exchange. So join me, my wife, and my beautiful... my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members. My mom's beautiful, too.
And you're all beautiful.
We are beautiful people. We're all beautiful people, and you should be, too. You are a beautiful person. You should be a customer, a member of the Warren Henry family, just like us. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right. Hey, if you need a real estate problem solved, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Let me put my 35 years of experience to work for you. I just recently sold another deal in Wynwood for another family. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
We're here today with Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner, State of Florida, Nikki Fried. Nikki, thank you so much for being on the show, Miss Commissioner. I really appreciate it. We're here today at your hemp event. Tell us why you brought the hemp event here to South Florida.
Well, as we know, South Florida is one of our largest agricultural counties. Palm Beach County is actually the largest in the entire state, and Homestead is next in line. And so making sure that we are creating a program that has the input and the buy-in from the entire state of Florida. So we want to hear from our growers. We want to hear from our entrepreneurs. We want to hear from the business community, because if we put rules in place and don't have people who are going to be able to get involved, and then it was for nothing. So we want to make sure that we are creating a program that is successful and everybody has an equal opportunity to succeed.
Now, I've heard that hemp, that Florida is not a great growing environment for hemp. Are there specific strains that do better in Florida? Are we focusing with some of the researchers to make sure that we have Florida-based, Florida-fresh product?
So, you know, that's part of it. You know, we know that before World War II, hemp grew everywhere in the state of Florida. Our founding fathers, you know, grew hemp here. So we are definitely looking into seeing some of the research that's coming out from our pilot programs and allowing our growers to try different types of strands. Of course, we're going to find that some of the things that grow in Colorado are not going to going to be able to be successful here in Florida. We've seen that also with the medical marijuana. You know, some of the strands that we saw out in different parts of the country aren't working here in Florida, and they've had to change some of the genetics. And so it's going to take a little bit of time, but my goal is to get seeds in the ground in 2019 and to make sure that we are ahead of the curve of the rest of the country.
Now, you talked about the seeds and the plants. How do you make sure that people are getting what they buy? Because sometimes they'll buy a seed that may have too high level THC or may not be appropriate to grow. Is there a way to identify what's appropriate yet?
Yeah, so we, a part of not only the Farm Bill, but also the Senate Bill 1020 mandates that we have seed certification programs. So there are about 45 different companies right now across the country and across the globe that are doing seed certification, checking the genetics. We are actually doing a lot of the legwork ahead of time, calling all those 45 different companies, seeing who they've certified, what is out there. We're going to create a bank on our website so that people can go there and look. And then, of course, if you've got seeds in other states that you want to try to bring in here, then they, of course, need to be certified as well and go through one of these programs.
Now, a lot of people think of hemp and they think of CBD oil. What is going to be going on real quick on the CBD oil rollout?
Well, you know, it's a combination of both. You know, we have the industrial side, which gets me really excited because it's better for the environment. Replacements for our plastics and straws and styrofoam and paper, all biodegradable. So the industrial side gets me very excited. Hempcrete, we are seeing, you know, usage of it already in the state of Florida. And then allowing an opportunity to use it instead of regular concrete is better for the environment. When it comes to the CBD side of things, I've been very vocal and very loud that very concerned about the products that are on our market shelves right now. Without having any regulations, any testing standards, a consumer has no idea what they're buying. And so when we create this program, we'll give a buffer zone and to make sure that people get into compliance for testing and labeling requirements to make sure that you're getting exactly what you think you're buying, not something that has heavy metals in it or different types of chemicals, has no CBD or even has a lot of THC in it. The last thing we want is people to be buying a product and a sick patient has got takes CBD and actually has other chemicals in it and makes them sick, or someone who thinks they're taking pure CBD and end up getting tested positive from their employer and getting fired because it had THC in it. So creating a regulated marketplace really is going to allow the consumer some kind of security in what they're actually buying.
One last question, Commissioner. Is there a way for just the average person to get involved in the cannabis industry?
Of course. You know, so, you know, right now we're going to be having, you know, licenses that are going to be going out once the rules go into place for somebody who wants to cultivate. And then there's going to be no restrictions as far as if you want to be a processor, a manufacturer, or eventually a store owner who's selling it. You've got to go through the proper channels and through the different permits in place. But our goal is to have an open marketplace and make sure that everybody has an equal opportunity to be successful.
Thank you so much, Commissioner Fried. Good luck in your commissionership there. And we look forward to working with you in the future and having you back on the show.
Yeah, her commissionership. I love that stuff.
That's nice. She sounds so awesome.
She's tremendous.
She really is.
The earth shakes when that woman walks. You should see it.
And when I go get gas now, I feel great comfort when I see her face.
You should, because
I really do.
She's a tremendous lady. She's got everybody's interests at heart. She's sitting there in the meeting holding up her kids that she's got there, you know, and doing the whole thing with the kids. It's really beautiful. She's got a beautiful family around her. Afterwards, we went to lunch with her mom. Her mom's having her birthday. Happy birthday, Lori. God bless you. And, you know, it's just great to be part of that.
Tell me more about it.
Okay, so I went to the conference. It was actually very technical. I sat in there and I listened a little bit, but it was really above my, above my head. You know, they were talking about different strains and this and that and growing and not growing. And, you know, but the place was packed. At 9 o'clock when Nikki spoke, there were about 10 empty seats. By the time she was finished, there was a line out the door. You couldn't register. The parking lot was full. It was a carnival of cannabis, actually hemp. They're different things. So it was what's a good thing with H that I could say? Like a happy time with hemp, I guess. I don't know. So there's all kinds of regulations. We're not in a growing season for the hemp yet. That's going to start, I believe, at the end of the year or beginning of next year. They got to put a lot of infrastructure in place. But what they're doing now is they're going and talking to the community and finding out what the community wants to see in the rules. And you heard her speak about something that's really important to me, which is the purity of the product. I'll give you an example. Let's say you buy some of this CBD oil and it's in a plastic bottle, or you got a plastic eyedropper. Mm. Well, the CBD oil is a solvent. So you're really just starting to melt the plastic into your CBD. So you're drinking plastic too. Now, I'm not a doctor and I'm not saying that's exactly the way it works. We'll actually be talking about that next week on the show. But, it's really a problem, adulterated cannabis. So what's going to happen is it's going to be treated like an edible.
So the CBD oil that you're seeing in the convenience stores or the shoe store? Or
may what? Or may not be good. No okay. way to tell. Although we'll have a guest on in a week or so that sells that CBD okay. to them, and we'll be cool. able to talk to him about it.
Great.
Yeah, it is. It's catch as catch can, I think, is the best way to say it. I think that, I did. You can go Google it. I saw Dr. Oz go across the country and test the CBDs, and just like Nikki said, mm-hmm. they found ethanol, methanol, THC, jeez. No THC, heavy metals, light metals, no metals. You know, it's just totally all around.
So and do you want to get it from a dispensary?
You want to get it from a certified dispensary. And again, I can't really tell you if it's perfectly pure or not right. because none of the dispensaries are yet producing it. I got to say it this way, a pharmaceutical certified level. It's all clean. It's all pure. It's mm-hmm. all certified. It's all, but it's not a pharmaceutical presentation and preparation yet.
But do we want it to be?
I think you do.
I thought we were trying to beat Big Pharma.
Well, it's different than being Big Pharma. Oh. It's providing the production facilities at a pharmaceutical quality
okay.
of perfection and purity.
Thank
and
you.
I think we're getting there. And again, I'm maybe a little bit out of turn on this. I'm giving you my feel, not the facts.
That's fine.
I believe it's the facts, but it's definitely my
we're
feel.
We're learning.
Well, we're all learning together. Yep. The one thing that we are learning is that it's an innocent business. It was incredible. It was like it was California and the 49ers out there. They were rushing in there. These are pioneers, these people, many of them. My favorite was the guy that said he'd been growing hemp for 5 years in Florida. And he said, now he can sell it legal. I said, actually, you can't sell it legally yet. You're not growing it legally because the laws aren't out there yet. Well, good for him. I didn't get his name and number.
It's okay.
I just slapped him on the back and said, high five to you, sir. Enjoy.
Don't be a narc.
I'm not a narc. I'm actually a really good guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know who else is a really good guy? Our guest today. We had Nikki Fried on. We had Bruce Trakell, our
what a
guru.
Fantastic show.
We had next week will be even better. Next week, I said we're gonna. I'm working on getting this cannabis expert. We'll do the whole show with him. It'll be all about the ups and downs of the cannabis industry. I'm going to make sure I can get him. I don't want to tout who it is yet. And if we don't, well, we're just going to have some great summertime programming for sure.
Summertime.
It's the long day today.
Hey, new Freddie Mercury song's out. Did
oh,
you?
Oh, well, I'm sure you're going to play it for me.
I could.
I want you to. Well, we'll do that next week. Can we do that next week?
Let's do it next week.
We're going to do that next
we'll
week.
Save it for next week.
Okay, we're wrapping up. I want to thank everybody. Of course, I want to start by thanking our first responders out there. I want to thank our guests. I want to thank you for spending some of your valuable time with us today. I want to thank Warren Henry, our sponsor. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Carlson Integrated, always making me look good. And as you found out today, Bruce Trakell, always making me sound good. Go to our Facebook page, and like our show and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. The hits keep coming. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, real soon. And we'll be rebroadcast Tuesday at 6. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:00 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person who wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. What?